Newsweek presents I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us in the elegant seaside town of Brighton, immortalised in Graham Greene's unmistakable style as the setting for his most widely read novel, Our Man in Havana. Once again, we're guests of the Brighton Festival, a mecca for artists of many disciplines. Indeed, our team members tell me they've been provided with a temporary studio in which to create and display their unique brand of avant-garde sketches, cartoons and poetry. Anyone wishing to view the work is welcome to visit it after the show, but do please remember to knock first as the lock's broken. Please welcome them. They are on my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And please welcome the lady who's here to check that none of our panellists is lagging in the points department, the delightful Samantha. It's always best to start the show off with one of the lighter games, so let's kick off with a round of obituaries. Teams, in this round, I'd like you please to adopt the style and language generally employed by obituary writers to describe the lives of certain famous people, alive or dead. Tim, will you start, please?
Robert Maxwell, his suits were all tailor-made and his knowledge of the law was outstanding. It means he was a fat crook. Allegedly.
A kinder version of Robert Maxwell is a larger-than-life figure who nevertheless took the financial support of his retired employees. Oliver Reed, star of Liverdance, died yesterday quite near his home. Sadly pissed.
Any more? Okay, well, I'll...
Michael Heseltine died yesterday. He has since denied this. I've got one from The Guardian, Humph, here. In the obituary of Brian McWhinney, published yesterday, the last line should have read, he was a keen countryman and a consummate shot.
The next round is a musical one which also involves the team singing. It's called Pick Up Song, and in it I shall be asking the teams to sing along to a selection of my favourite discs. DJ Samantha has kindly got my reproduction equipment out and plugged it in. On the front is a large knob which at my command she'll twist firmly in an anti-clockwise direction, causing the volume to drop while the teams are singing along. If on its return the teams are within a tick's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points, and points mean Gatwick Airport. What do points mean? Do you know what you just said? I can get him to say anything.
Go on.
Oh, the power of it all. Of course, points mean prizes. And this week's prize is an all-expenses-paid pilgrimage to see England play cricket at Lourdes. And if England aren't all out by lunch, they'll also witness a miracle. Willie, I'd like you to start, please, by accompanying the songstress Millie singing My Boy Lollipop.
My boy
Lollipop. You made my heart go giddy up. You are as sweet as candy. You're my sugar dandy. Oh, my boy Lollipop. Never ever leave me. Because it would, she used to have gold teeth, rows and rows. My heart told me so.
I love you, I love you, I love you so. But I want you to know, I just found a sweet in my pocket. I need you, I need you, I need you so. And I'll never let you go. Oh, my boy, Lollipop. You make my heart go giddy up.
Oh, my boy.
Oh, you make it's slow, Mill.
Your turn, Graham. Mm. See if you can do better than that. I'd like you, please, to accompany Suggs in his very contemporary rendition of Cecilia.
Cecilia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, to come home. Cecilia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, to come home. Come on home. Making love in the afternoon with Cecilia up in my bedroom. Making love. I got up to wash my face. When I come back to bed, someone's taken my place. Cecilia, you're breaking my heart.
And never missed a beat. Amazing. Barry, would you please accompany the Righteous Brothers singing Unchained Melody?
Oh, my love. My darling. I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time.
He's not been well.
Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much.
Time, gentlemen, please.
Are you still mine?
We're not running a nightclub.
I need your love. I need...
Not far!
Finally, Tim, I'd like you now, please, to accompany Liam Gallagher of the rock combo Oasis singing Don't Look Back in Anger.
Slip inside the eye of your mind. Don't you know you might find a better place to play? You said that you'd never speak of all the things that you've seen. So I start a revolution from my bed. Cause you said the brains I had went to my head. Step outside as summertime's in bloom. Stand up beside the fireplace. Take that look from off your face. You ain't ever gonna burn my heart out.
Sit down, Miss Pepsi.
Tune coming up. And so Sally can wait. She knows it's too late as we're walking on by.
Oh,
my God.
How those boys do it every night, I don't know. And sing.
Okay. The next round is called Sound Charades, and it's based on that wonderful old parlor game, Charades. In our version, the teams will take it in turns to enact the title of a well-known film, book, or TV program for the opposing team to guess. And since we're on the radio, they'll be using a form of verbal... Barry and Graham, you're to start, and your title will shortly be broadcast to our theater audience via the laser display board for Tim and Willie to guess. Meanwhile, here's the mystery voice for listeners at home.
They think it's all over. They think it's all over.
Okay, now is it a book, or a film, or what?
It's neither of those. It's a TV program.
Ah.
Five words, and we'll do it all at once.
Ugh.
It's nice out, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, that girl over there, hasn't she?
What? What about her?
She's got a lovely tan, hasn't she?
Oh, gorgeous.
You know, I reckon she's been sunbathing nude.
You what?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, leave it out.
I bet there's no white patches, I bet.
Gore. Really?
That's what I reckon.
Well.
Well, better believe it.
How do they do that?
That is quite excellent.
Yeah. Very, very good guess, but totally but wrong.
Fantasy football league.
Has it got any...
Oh, that's in the right area, fantasy football
yes.
leg.
Yeah. Oh. Football.
Well.
Oh, football-ish.
Football-ish. Mm. Cricket.
Footballing links.
Is it somebody who presents it? Is that the link? No.
No.
Well,
there are people on the pitch.
People it's on the pitch. They think it's all over.
Oh.
And I wish it was all over. Right, it's your turn now, Tim and Willie. Your title's going up on the laser display. And here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
12 Angry Men. 12 Angry Men.
Okay, what is it?
Three words. It's a film and a play. God, I'm furious.
I'm bloody angry myself. I don't know means a crime.
Talk about injustice.
I've had it up to...
Outrageous.
Bloody awful.
Dreadful.
God, the wrath. I feel wrathful. I am ire-packed. Well, what does a 12th man think?
Shoot, don't...
Don't talk to me about it. I've never been so insulted in the whole... I'm sorry. All right, back to your cages.
The end.
There was a clue there. The 12th man. It must have been conversation in the England cricket pavilion.
No. Of a judicial nature.
You can tell when Barry's got it.
Yeah, we've got it, hum.
Good.
Next.
Well, you better say what it is, I suppose.
12 monkeys. Men.
Right, our next round is entitled Psychics, and the idea... our next round is entitled Psychics, and the idea for it came to us...
I knew you were going to say that.
He's going to say it again. Spooky.
Our next round is entitled Psychics.
And the idea for it. Don't mock the spirits.
I'm going to take a run at it this time.
Where have I heard that before?
Silence. Our next round is entitled Psychics, and the idea for it came to us while we were all watching Mystic Meg on the television the other day. Quite suddenly, a very spooky thing happened. We all mysteriously knew exactly what each other was thinking. And the thought was, what a load of rubbish. In this round, the team should take it in turns to be psychics and to divine by mental powers alone precisely what the others are thinking. And there'll be a bonus point for anyone able to guess what I'm thinking. Okay, Tim and Willie, will you start by telling us, please, what Barry and Graham are thinking, plus anything else of interest you managed to glean from the spirit world?
I'm getting... Married. I'm getting traffic news from Geronimo. Avoid the little bighorn.
Barry, do you have Welsh blood or are you interested in sheep generally?
I've bought a kilt because they've learned to recognise the sound of a zip.
Barry and Graham, it's your turn. Concentrate and tell us what Tim and Willie are thinking.
Well, Willie's been drawing there. Just keep on with that drawing, Willie, and project it to me, and I'll try and copy it here.
Ooh, that's really...
Okay, right. And just concentrate really hard. This may not work. Okay, Willie, now...
I'll tell you why it's not working. I've stopped drawing.
So just tell me, what was your drawing?
It was a strange sort of doodle. It's just a sort of hole in a cube.
And so was mine.
It's true, listeners.
I tell you what. People often ask our team members, where can I see your latest show? To which they reply, on UK Gold.
Too true to be funny.
Well, watching that channel the other evening with its non-stop reruns of the same old tired formats, I started to think about this show and how exciting it might be to try something fresh and original. So, teams, I've had a brand new round commissioned. It's called Odd One Out. What else would you call a round that's fresh and original? Coincidentally, Odd One Out is also the object of the game. And in case you haven't realised it, I've moved on from the psychic game. You'll hear a selection of recordings, teams, and your task is to tell which is the odd one out and why. We're going to start with you, Barry. Could you please explain which is the odd one out from the following?
Archers, status quo, Coronation Street, that last noise, knees knocking, I think that was. Someone who wears short skirts and inclement weather. Knees knocking. Paulie Yates. I've got it. They've all been together a long time except Paulie Yates' knees.
Your turn, Willie, now. Could you please identify the odd one out here?
Liebe Deutschen, Sie sind von jedem falschen Geschöpfe Gottes. Der Allmächtige hat Sie nicht geschaffen.
Away goes De Freitas, passes John Hampshire Burles. Jarosz here, his cups up one for four.
Shot the ball, a carrying the ear. The Lord hath folk, the gate up there, the gosh and half a steer.
That was a Swedish pop song. Jonas, Chancellor Cole. And a cat. Perhaps, oh, I know, this wasn't... this is interesting, yes. Because Kirimir had a ball. Jonas was describing a ball, because he wasn't in any way unitesticular. And Hitler, as the song had it, only had one, didn't he? And our cat hasn't got any.
So you're saying the cat was the odd one out?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Graham, can you tell us...
Willie calls a spade a spade.
Graham, can you tell us, please, which of the following... I'll pretend I didn't hear that. I don't have to pretend I didn't hear it. Graham, please, can you tell us which of the following is the odd one out and why?
Siesti What every author tries to do when reading through a book is get rid of coincidence. It's coincidence that's unacceptable in a novel. I'll give you a small example. When Mary and I were up in London, going...
Graham?
Fine tenor there. That was probably Pavarotti, wasn't it, at the beginning? Followed by a saxophone. I'm not sure who was playing it. So we've got a tenor singing, a saxophone, and then Geoffrey Archer. And then a burp. So I think it's all but one of these sounds is made by the mouth.
Finally, Tim, which is the odd one out of these noises?
Every girl dreams of the ideal man with whom she will fall in love. My dream lover has always been tall, dark, handsome, cynical and disillusioned with life, until he meets me. Dream lover.
That last one was, well, it's now an ex-lobster. I think the answer is pink. They're all pink. That was rosé wine, bacon sizzling, and Barbara Cartland. They're all, no. No, I know what it is. The bacon, the lobster, and the wine all have exceptional taste.
Well, our next round is based on a novel entertainment called Stars in Their Eyes, where hopeless amateurs dress up badly and try to make it in the world of television, otherwise known as Dixons. Our version is called Stars in Their Ears. In it, our teams will try to convince the audience that they're well-known celebrities. They should be. Rather less convincing will be Colin Sell's impression of a piano player. Incidentally, I've been reading in the festival press that there was a bit of a stir at an afternoon performance of Beethoven's piano sonatas in the Dome. Apparently, just after the Appassionata, concertgoers were amazed to hear Colin Sell's Allegro. They said if he must race it round the car park, he could at least get the exhaust fit. So I'd like each of you, please, to sing a song in the style of a famous person of my choosing. Willie, you're going to start. I'd like you to sing Jerusalem in the style of Eartha Kitt.
And it was feet in ancient times, and the baby walk upon England's mountains, and rain.
Orson Welles here. I've been quoted as saying, Eartha was the sexiest woman in the world. Probably the silliest thing I ever said.
And hurry down the chimney tonight.
I don't quite know what you were doing then, so I can't mark that at all. What was he doing?
Lost. You went into Orson Welles halfway through.
Sorry, just a minute. Who are you?
Who's next, Hump?
Tim.
Hello.
Would you please sing How Much Is That Doggy in the Window as Jeremy Paxman?
Your start of a 10. How much is that doggy in the window? You know the one I'm talking about, the one with the waggly tail sneer. How much is that doggy in the window? Aren't I gorgeous? I do hope that dog is for sale. I must take a trip to California, that's in America, and leave my boss alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. I'm started, so I'll finish. God, this is easy.
Barry, Barry, will you please sing Hey Good Looking in the style of Andy Kershaw?
I heard this version by the Bundu boys on one of my trips over there. I'd like to do it for you. Hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Turned out nice again. Hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up? How's about cooking something up? How's about cooking something up with me, the Bundu boys? Unbelievable. See you next week.
Okay. Graham, will you please sing As Time Goes By in the style of Frank Butcher, off of EastEnders?
You must remember this, Pat. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say, I love you. On that you can rely. Now listen to me, darling. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by, moonlight and love songs never outdate. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs a man must have his mate. That no one can deny if they know what's good for them. Still the same old stories. Fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Well, it's nearly time to end the show, but not before we've played a quick round of Furniture Maker's Songbook. So, teams, while Samantha pops out to French polish her tall boy, I'd like you please to suggest some titles of songs likely to prove popular with a congregation of furniture and cabinet makers. Willie, will you start, please?
Nearly the Elephant's Foot Umbrella Stand.
Or you could have the Chippendales dancing to the Carpenter's Greatest Hits, sung by Cher.
Don't laugh at me, because I'm a stool.
Give Three Peas a chance.
Have you noticed the puppet on a string starts armchair, 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 armchair?
You could have IKEA and Tina Turner. singing River Deep MFI.
Bohemian Flap Settee by Queen Anne.
Oh, you could do the shelf song. I'll put you up where you belong.
G Planet Suite by Gustav Upholstery.
Well, as the Plastic Duck of Destiny has been sunk by the loofah of fate, and old Father Time has gone wrinkly in the bathwater of eternity, it must be time to pick out the short hairs of hope from the plug hole of infinity and say goodbye. So from Samantha, the teams, myself, and the fine Festival of Brighton, goodbye.
Barry Tryon, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton have been given Silly Things to Do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.